إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and the final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharra al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people innovate into Islam. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah, wa kulla bid'atin dalalah, wa kulla dalalatin finnar. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. Every bid'ah is misguided, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O people of Iman, fasting has been legislated for you, just as it was legislated upon those who came before you. لعلكم تتقون, so you may attain التقوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared, and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. We are living in blessed days, in a blessed month, the month of Ramadan, which Allah has honored us with. And He has honored us by allowing us to live to this Ramadan. And Ramadan is only a number of days and a number of hours, no more than this. And this is how Allah Jalla Sha'nu, how He described Ramadan in His Quran. He said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَات, that it is only a small number of days. Yes, these days are blessed. They contain much barak and much goodness, but they are very few in number. And always a person has to take a lesson from that which has passed previously. So Ramadan, we always say, it is like a guest, and it comes knocking on our doors only once a year. When it comes, it brings many glad tidings. However, when it comes after 11 months, it does not stay for long, and it leaves very quickly. So Ramadan is quick to leave, yet very slow to return. And this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, it is Shahrul Ibadah. It is the month of Ibadah, the month of worship. This term, Shahrul Ibadah, the month of worship, we hear it over and over again. But what does it mean? When we say Shahrul Ibadah, the month of Ibadah, the month of worship, what does it mean? It means two things. First of all, that in this month, you have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than any other month. Outside of Ramadan, you fulfill the wajibat. Outside of Ramadan, perhaps you do some of the nawafil, some of the voluntary acts. However, the month of Ramadan has to be more. Because it is Shahrul Ibadah. Because it is the month of Al-Ibadah. Allah has legislated in this month many acts of Ibadah. There is fasting in the day. There is praying at night. There is giving sadaqah, reciting the Quran, making dhikr, making istighfar, seeking forgiveness, repentance for your sins. This is one meaning of Shahrul Ibadah. That Ramadan is a month of worship, a month of Ibadah. The other meaning is, and many people, they don't pay attention to this meaning, that a person in the month of Ramadan, if his intention is correct, and he is upon al-ikhlas, then he is in ibadah all day long. Even if he doesn't realize, but he is in ibadah all day and all night long. Meaning every day, every hour of these 30 days of Ramadan, a person is in ibadah, even if you don't realize. And therefore you are being rewarded for every hour, every minute in Ramadan, even if you don't realize. You might ask, how is this? Because I sleep for some of the day as well. I rest for some of the day as well. So how am I being rewarded for every minute and every hour? Consider the day of or the routine of a fasting person. He wakes up in the morning, early in the morning, to have sahur. What is sahur? Sahur is eating and drinking. Eating and drinking is not ibadah. You can eat and drink as much as you want, or as little as you want. But it is from the matters of the dunya, not in Ramadan. In Ramadan, this eating and drinking, which in the other days and the other months, is just from the matters of the dunya. But in Ramadan, it is ibadah. Because you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Tasahharu, fa inna fi sahuri baraka." Take your sahur, because in the sahur is barakah. So when a person wakes up, in order to only eat and drink, but he remembers this in mind, that this is the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this half an hour, this 40 minutes that you spend even eating and drinking, this is now ibadah for you. Meaning every minute of it, your good deeds are being increased. Every minute of it, the angels are writing that you're in ibadah. Every minute of it, your sins are being forgiven. Then after sahur, then a person fasts. And he fasts all the way until sunset, until Maghrib. Every hour, every minute in which you are fasting for the sake of Allah, this is ibadah. So you could be out walking somewhere, but because you're fasting, it's as if you're in ibadah. You could be working, teaching, IT, in an office, plumber, electrician, whatever you are. But because you are in a state of fasting, this is ibadah. Every minute, good deeds are being rewarded. Every minute, bad deeds are being forgiven. And then the sun sets. So when the sun sets, you quickly break your fast with iftar. Again, iftar, what is it? It is only eating and drinking. And eating and drinking in any other day, any other month is not ibadah. It is only from the matters of the dunya. But because this is the blessed month of Ramadan, then even your eating and drinking is now ibadah for you, for iftar. Why? Because you did it, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا يزال الناس بالخير ما عجلوا الفطور. That the people will always remain upon goodness as long as they are quick to make their futur, to break their fast. So now this eating and drinking, this half an hour, this 40 minutes, this is ibadah. Every minute of it, good deeds are being recorded. Every minute of it, your sins are being forgiven. Then a person goes home. And you go home maybe for an hour. You relax. You spend time with your family. This relaxation is also ibadah. In any other day, any other month, it would not be ibadah. But not in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because you are only resting because you know your body needs energy in order to come to the masjid and pray Taraweeh. So even this resting of yours, it becomes ibadah. You're sitting at home. You're joking with your wife and your children. You're speaking to your parents and socializing. Still ibadah. Then you come to the masjid. And you stand in taraweeh for an hour. All of it is ibadah. And even when the imam finishes the taraweeh and you have stopped praying, Your prayer has not stopped. Your reward has not stopped. The angels continue writing as if you're still in salah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man qama ma'al imami hatta yansarif, kutiba lahu qiyam al-layl kulli." That whoever stands with the imam, meaning in taraweeh, until the imam finishes. I.e. you begin with Isha and you finish with Al-Witr. What is the reward? It's as if the whole night is written, you are in Qiyam al-Layl. So you're in the masjid talking to your friends. You're in the masjid drinking tea. You go home and you're sleeping. But the angels are writing as if you're still in Ibadah. Every single minute, then you are in Ibadah. And then you wake up for Suhoor again. And it starts again. So this is how the month of Ramadan is Shahrul Ibadah. It is the month of Ibadah. Because every minute, every second, every hour which you spend, all of it is Ibadah. However, it is Ibadah for who? It is only Ibadah for the people of Tawheed and Ikhlas. For those people who rectify their intention. For those people who seek the reward in Allah. For those people who are not mixing their actions with showing off or wanting to be known. Only with ikhlas and tawheed. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban." Whoever fasts Ramadan with iman and ihtisab. Iman means tawheed, ikhlas. Ihtisab meaning seeking the reward of Allah, then his sins are forgiven. He said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban." And whoever stands in Ramadan, meaning in taraweeh, in qiyam al-layl, with these two conditions, with tawheed, with ikhlas, hoping the reward of Allah, then his sins are forgiven. And this is the importance of at-tawheed. For this reason, we can never ever belittle the da'wah of at-tawheed. Every lecture, every khutbah, every reminder, it might even be matters of fiqh. You might be talking about wudu, for example, or ghusl, or najas and impurities, but it has to always go back to at-tawheed. Because without at-tawheed, none of these actions are accepted. A person could fast years and years, but because of a deficiency in tawheed and his aqeedah, then his prayers, his fasting is not accepted from him. A person, he fasts all of Ramadan, and yet he wears around his neck a ta'weed. How many Muslims do we see upon this? Do we even know that their Ramadan is being accepted from them? A person's aqeedah is corrupt. So he doesn't have iman and ihtisab, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. Maybe his fasting is not accepted from him. So the message to tawheed, we can never ever abandon this message. And Allah and tawheed and its opposite shirk is so dangerous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. It has been revealed to you, O Muhammad. وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And all those who came before you. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. That if you were to do an act of shirk, then all of your actions will be void. Who? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the nations who came before him. The prophets and the messengers who came before him. That you, if you were to do an act of shirk, then all of your actions, all of your ibadat, all of your good deeds, all of them are lost. They're worthless. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And you will be from the losers. Who is this ayah revealed to? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Allah said, بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ. Rather worship Allah alone. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And be from those people who show shukr. Meaning this tawheed, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to show shukr and thanks to Allah because of at-tawheed. We as Muslims, Allah blesses us with a child, we show shukr to Him. We get a good job, we show shukr to Allah. We get married, we show shukr to Allah. We move into a new house, we're cured from an illness, we show shukr to Allah. But how many of you have showed shukr to Allah over tawheed? And this is the greatest blessing He has blessed you with. Had He willed, He could have made you from the people of shirk. Had Allah willed, He could have made you from the people of shirk. Had Allah willed, you could have been from those people who are worshipping the idols out there. Or worshipping the cows or worshipping the trees. But Allah chose you to be from the people of Tawheed. And therefore this is a great virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلَكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلِي النَّاسِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salam said that this at-tawheed, this is the virtue of Allah upon us, the blessing of Allah upon us and upon the people. But the majority of the people, they do not show shukr. They do not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some people who belittle the call to tawheed. Or they become bored of at-tawheed. And this is because tawheed is weak in their hearts. Whoever belittles the call to tawheed, it is because iman and tawheed is weak in his heart. We hear from this in masajid amongst some of the speakers all the time. Tawheed, tawheed is all you're going to talk about. Can you not talk about anything? Can you not turn another page now? Why? Because they have a deficiency in a tawheed. Because their iman is weak. Maybe you spend a whole khutbah talking about Ramadan, the virtue of Ramadan, the virtue of righteous actions, the rulings of Ramadan. And yet that person who is listening for this whole khutbah is wearing a ta'weed. What does it benefit him? What do the virtues of Ramadan benefit him? What do the good actions benefit him? What do the rulings of Ramadan benefit him? Doesn't benefit anything. So therefore the most important thing which we have with us is at-tawheed. And this message to tawheed, we link it to everything. I said we're talking about Ramadan, we have to talk about tawheed. We're talking about wudu, we have to talk about tawheed. We're talking about hijab, we have to talk about at-tawheed. This is the core and the asl of our religion. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد إخوة الإيمان. As we all know, the month of Ramadan, this is شهر القرآن. It is the month of Quran. And alhamdulillah, we see the Muslims across our society that when Ramadan comes, all of them, they turn to the Mus'haf and they read like they've never read before. And this is a great thing which makes a person happy. And of course, there is a great reward for reciting the Quran. And that is for every single letter which you recite, you are receiving 10 good deeds. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, alifun harf. That when you say alif, then this is one letter and this is 10 good deeds. وَلَامٌ harf. And when you say lam, then this is a letter and this 10 more good deeds. And when you read meme, then this is a letter and this is 10 more good deeds. So the reward of reciting the Quran, especially in Ramadan, is enormous. Despite this great reward, we say, the Quran was not revealed for you just to recite and make tilawa. The Quran was revealed for you to study. And you to ponder over and think over. Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu, He said, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. That this book we have revealed to you, it contains barakah. But why? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So you can ponder over its meanings. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So that the people of intelligence can take lessons and reminders from the Quran. And this blessed book, it is a book of guidance. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. It is huda, guidance for the people of taqwa. How will it be a guidance for you if you never understand anything from the Quran? So the least which you should do is you have with you a copy of the Quran in your own language, a translation of the meanings of the Quran, in English, in Urdu, in Kurdish, whatever the language is. And every day, every night, you try to read something from the meanings of the Quran as well, not just making tilawa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Ramadan, every single night of Ramadan, he would sit with somebody. And he would contemplate and study and revise the Quran with him. Who is this person or who is this being? Jibreel alayhi salam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, كَانَ جِبْرِيلْ يَلْقَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ فِي رَمَضَانٍ. That Jibreel alayhi salam, he would come and meet and sit with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night in Ramadan. He said, فَيُدَارِسُهُ Al-Quran. So he would make mudarasa of the Quran. Mudarasa is not teaching the Quran. It is studying and revising and mutually reading the Quran. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimullah, he said, "Dalla hadha al-hadith al-istihbab dirasat al-Quran." That this hadith, it shows us that it is encouraged for the people to study the Quran in Ramadan. Wal ijtima' ala dhalik, and that people should come together to study the Quran. So we should not only be concerned with just the tilawa and the recitation of the Quran, but also studying the Quran. And if anybody amongst you doesn't have an English or an Urdu or any other translation of the Quran, then approach the masjid, approach the imam, approach myself, and maybe we can find copies of the Quran for you. Also, my brothers, as you know, the half of Ramadan has already gone. Only yesterday we were rejoicing with the Ramadan entering, and now half of it has already gone. And this is how the days are, and this is how time is, that it passes by very quickly. And this dunya, this is the abode which is temporary. And it is the akhirah which is permanent. Like Allah said, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. That which you have, it will finish. But that which is with Allah will remain forever. It remains. So a person should not be distracted by this temporary life over the life which is eternal. So, and the intelligent person is the one who uses these days as much as he can. And we have the last 10 nights coming to us. In these last 10 nights, the Prophet ﷺ shadda mizarahu. When the last 10 nights entered, he would tighten his belt. Meaning he would do even more ibadah than the first 20 nights. Wa ayqadha ahlahu. And he would even awaken his family for them to do ibadah. Wa ahya laylahu. And he would spend his night in the worship of Allah. And also we have the great ibadah which is i'tikaf. And i'tikaf is luzum al-masjid ta'atan lillah. For a person to confine himself to the masjid in order to worship Allah. And as you know, in this masjid, alhamdulillah, we have facilities for the people to perform i'tikaf. So whoever wants to perform i'tikaf and intends to spend the whole 10 nights here, then please, if you can register your name with our Imam Sheikh Fadl Rahman Hafizullah, register your name with him, and then the facilities are provided. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, initially he would perform i'tikaf in the middle of Ramadan, meaning from the 10th to the 20th of Ramadan, this is when he used to perform i'tikaf. Then later on, when it was revealed to him that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, then he only did it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And he used to do it, and also his wives used to do it. So the women who do i'tikaf, they can't do it at home. I'tikaf is luzum al-masajid. It is confining yourself to the masjid. The men and the women. As long as there is no fitna and there are facilities, then also the women are permitted to do i'tikaf in the masjid. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.